one motion. Maurice Stovall, he's filling in for the injured Aurelius Bin. High formation. Loring is the fullback. Hand off to LeGarrette Blount, running right, finds a little hole, cuts it back to the 50, to the 40, almost to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, he's to the 15, to the 10, down to the 7-yard line. He hurdles another tackler. Deja vu from Arizona. What a great run of the Bucs in the red zone.
The dulcet tones of the great Gene Deckerhoff.
Very recognizable voice.
And
this
he will
area.
Be continued to be recognized because he's back on. I just think he just did a new deal with the Buccaneers. Gene, congratulations, nice. Man.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much. It's my privilege to broadcast Buccaneer football on Sundays, and I have Monday night game if we play, 98 days till the first game on September the 8th is scheduled. Our first game is on the 11th against Detroit, but let's hope that the players and the owners get together. We play football this fall.
You're being very optimistic, Gene.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Gene, you know, when I walk...
I know, Ron. You got to be optimistic, you know?
Gene, when I go around sometimes in the Bay Area, sometimes I'll be in an elevator or something and I'll say something and somebody will recognize my voice. Mm-hmm. How often does that happen to you? Every day? Every day?
Well, it happens because, obviously, there's a lot of interest in football, a lot of interest in sports here in Florida, and the Bay Area is no exception. I live in Tallahassee, obviously, and if you can, hey Ian, uh-huh. That means you've been doing it a long time. You know,
that's good. Right? That's good.
You've been doing it a long time, and you got a lot of folks that listen to your radio program. And as a result, they might not recognize you when you walk up to them, but when they hear you start talking, they'll know. Hey, I know you. You're the radio guy.
There you go.
How comforting is it to know that you're back on with the Buccaneers?
Well, it's very comforting because you know it's something I've been doing since 1989. And it's something that, you know, it's just not Sunday without Buccaneer football, if you want to know the truth. And it's one of those things that I'll never get tired of doing. Good Lord willing, I hope to continue doing it for an awful long time. I love the college football game on Saturday, and I love the NFL game on Sunday. And, you know, even though we play with a ball that's the same shape, the rules are different, the timing rules are different, the strategies are different. People ask me, you know, which one do you like the best? It's two different football games. You still call it football, but it's two different games, the college game and the pro game. I love both.
Well, Gene, you started in 1989. I started in 1990 here, and that – some people like to forget that era, and I didn't get a chance to listen to you on the air. Now, how bad were you talking bad about me, Gene, for the 7 years? Be honest.
Well, every one of your holds, you can bet your last dollar that Jesse the Body Ventura was all over you.
Jesse the Body.
Jesse would have a comment about it. He always got an offensive lineman. But, you know, didn't you get your first start at Minnesota against the Vikings?
No, I had a big start my rookie year, but my first start was at home, I believe. I have to look that up.
Yeah, I remember that. I think you had a particularly good game against the Vikings up there, and
well,
I remember I went to very few press conferences mm-hmm. with Ray Perkins. Ray would, you know, if you ask a question, he'd stare you down.
But what a charming man he was!
I went to one press conference. I remember asking the question about you specifically, and if you were going to start the following week because of the way you had played in that ball game, and he stared me down, and I don't think he ever answered my question.
Well, he was such a character, you know, very bubbly and colorful. I'm a rookie, and I'm walking in the hallways of the complex, and it's just me and him in the building. And I played two games, and I thought I played well, and I'm walking by, and I'm looking at him, say hi. He didn't look at me.
Nah.
He just saying hi is not a big deal
for him.
Did
you ever share a laugh, Gene, with Ray Perkins?
No, you know, I did his television show for 2 years. It wasn't a full 2 years because he was released, I think, with four games to go, and Richard Williamson followed as an interim coach.
Another barrel of laughs.
But, you know, those are going back to the good old days. I remember 1989, the first year I did the Buccaneer football broadcast, Jesse the Body Ventura, Al Keck, and we worked together for 89 and 1990. Then the radio rights moved to another station, and as a result, they wanted to go in a new direction, Ian. And I think that's the first time that we teamed up together with a former Buccaneer in the broadcast booth, and that was the late, great Dave Logan, who played defensive tackle. And I don't know if you ever had to go toe-to-toe with him. I think he'd retired by the – I know he'd retired by the time you played. But
He was actually
in the
media when I was
tackle.
There.
I bet you're glad you didn't have to go against him.
No doubt. And you were broadcasting with another ex-Buccaneer, my boy, Dave Moore. What's that all been like? Dave does a good job.
Dave. In fact, you know, Dave played offense and special teams, and I've never learned as much about special teams than I've learned working with Dave Moore. And you know, that's a completely different part of the game of football that a lot of fans take for granted. Oh, the guy's kicking the ball. That's where the game of football comes from. Total leather, you know. But special teams is so important, particularly on Sunday afternoons. That extra, those hidden yards. I've never heard that expression, but Dave repeats that over and over again. The hidden yards, mm-hmm. those penalties on kick coverage units, those penalties on kick return units, the hidden yardage that make getting another first down even tougher, and down and distance. And the technology of the game of football. I've learned. Ian, I never played football. I wished I had. I tried out once as a wide receiver. I got sick, and I didn't get the pads, and I said, you know what, I'm okay. I played basketball all the way through high school and junior college.
There you go.
And I made All-City in Jacksonville, and, I could get up and down the court, and I could make free throws. But I never played football, and everything I know about the game of football I've learned from guys that played the game, and I've worked with the late Vic Prenzi, quarterback at Florida State. He used to be an assistant coach. It amazed me how he could look on the field and spot a formation and know exactly where the play was going before the play even developed, mm-hmm. because of his knowledge of the game. And he used to be up in that press box calling down, you know, to the defensive coach, that's what they're going to run this, run that, you know, and it just amazes me. And then, working with Dave Logan, finding out the intricacies of that defensive tackle, and you know, he said you got to read your reads, and he'd know, as a defensive tackle, when that guard did this or did that or flinched this way or that way, he knew what kind of play it was and where the play was going.
We're talking to Gene Deckerhoff, who just renewed his deal with the Buccaneers, the voice of the Bucs. You mentioned Jesse the Body, who a lot of people would have not even remembered that he was part of the Buccaneer broadcast. You mentioned Dave Logan, Dave Moore, Ian brought up.
Hardy Nickerson,
Scott Brantley.
Scott Brantley.
And through this whole time, you've been the constant. It's got to be fulfilling to know that you've worked with a lot of great guys and you're still at it.
Well, Ray Perkins was the head coach, then Richard Williamson for a year and a half. Sam Weitz came in there for a few years. Tony Dungy followed and really, really built the Buccaneer franchise into the power that it was. John Gruden came along and got us a Super Bowl, and now Raheem Morris is doing a heck of a job. You know, we're 10-6 last year, could have easily been 11-5, gotten into the playoffs. Of course, you know, if they don't botch an extra point at Washington, we go to overtime, and who knows what would have happened there. But we had a tremendous season last year behind a very young offense, a defense that I think is going to get better, particularly with the defensive draft picks that we've had over the last couple of drafts. And this Buccaneer franchise, one of the youngest, if not the youngest in the National Football League, they'll do the math and let us know, but we'll be among the three youngest, I'll promise you that. And yet this is a team that could win football games, a team that's going to bring excitement to the Bay Area, and a team that's going to be, even though I think we're the toughest, Ian, arguably the toughest division. I used to think the old black and blue division was tough, but this NFC South, good grief, the quarterbacks of this. I'm glad Charlotte's got a rookie quarterback, you know. Carolina's, I hope they struggle again. We beat them twice again this year. I love beating those teams in the NFC South. But Atlanta's got a quality quarterback. New Orleans got a quality quarterback. And I wouldn't trade Josh Freeman for either one of those guys.
I agree. And I think, you know, Carolina's going to take their lumps, obviously, thinking that they're going to get better along the way. You know, as we were talking about all these head coaches from Perkins to Williamson to Weitz to Dungy to Gruden to Raheem, you know, I've been exposed to all of them. And it's amazing at how different they all are. They're all completely different.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Ray had that stare, and I'll never forget. We're doing a television show. We used to do it over WTOG. We'd do them on Monday nights. It was a live program, and we do the show, and we'd always run a highlights package that Bobby Alvarez would do, and that'd be the very first segment of the show. And we had just played the Dallas Cowboys, and this young rookie running back by the name of Emmitt Smith had just had his first 100-yard rushing game. We played him twice that year. They beat us both.
I lost both. I remember that.
Yeah. You remember that very well, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that was your rookie year.
That was, yes.
And so, anyway, we go to a commercial break, and I look over to Coach, and, you know, I said, that Emmitt Smith, I said, I saw him at Florida. I said, he's a great running back. And he looked over to me, and he said a few unchurch-like words, and he said, he'll never make it in the National Football League. He's too small, and he's not fast. And all he did was, establish the career. He's in the Hall of Fame. I don't think Ray's in the Hall of Fame, but that was Ray's evaluation of Emmitt Smith. Too slow and not big enough.
Couldn't be more.
My goodness gracious, the Bucks could have drafted him. We could have had Emmitt Smith, mm-hmm. and I'll guarantee you the Florida faithful have been lining up to buy tickets. But he drafted the linebacker from Alabama.
We got Keith McCants.
And played about 2 years in the league, and that was it. Yeah.
Well, what a great – he couldn't have been more dead wrong on
Was it Keith McCants, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was a teammate of yours, Ian. But Keith had a bad wheel, and everybody in the league knew that except,
Ray.
Coach Perkins, I don't know, but that was we could have had Emmitt Smith. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
All right, Gene. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and congratulations on renewing your deal with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, if one of these days I'm going to hook up with Jesse the Body Ventura, and we'll have to remember the old days. Hey, fellas, the very first ball game, I'll get off the line. I know you got a hard break or whatever that's called coming up here. First broadcast that Al and Jesse and I did. It was at Raymond, not at Raymond Jam, the old Sombrero, okay? And I forget who we were playing, and it was appreciated. And the very first, a big run, a gashing run by a Buccaneer running back, got about 17, 18 yards, and Al Keck jumped. Let me tell you how that play worked. And Jesse the Body said, "Wait just a minute, you pencil neck geek. You have no earthly idea why that play worked."
Nice.
He called
Al Keck did
geek.
Not say a word for the next two quarters.
That is great.
What a
great
way
story.
To broadcast, begin your broadcast.
In fear.
WWE style.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
All right, fellas. Hey, let's hope in 98 days the NFL kicks off.
You got that right.